You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The practice of reducing property taxes to attract businesses to locate and continue operations in Louisiana is pretty much understood as a carrot on a stick measure. The concept is to help create jobs and contribute to the state's economy, but many parish governments have found through the years that such tax breaks hurt things like local school districts and infrastructure. In Baton Rouge yesterday, Senator J.P. Morrell, a New Orleans Democrat, wanted to scale back Louisiana's industrial tax exemption program so it couldn't apply to the portion of property taxes dedicated to public schools.
It is a program that allows for the Board of Commerce and Industry, when negotiating for companies to make expansions or build new plants, for example, the state can decide to forego the collection of property tax for said expansion.
So when the state issues tax exemptions to businesses, that means less money goes to local governments. Senator Morrell's bill proposed to change that.
What this bill seeks to do is say that when the Board of Commerce and Industry is considering doing an ITEP contract to allow for this to happen, the education portion of a millage cannot be given away. As we have tremendous expansion in parishes like Lake Charles, like Ascension, you're also not investing in the schools necessarily to educate the people we're moving to these parishes.
But the constitutional amendment proposal ran into a wall of opposition from business groups, particularly the Louisiana Chemical Association. Morrell's bill failed with only 13 senators in support. However, he does reserve the right to call it back for reconsideration. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.